the great thing about the meet itself is it started off with the little kids running. So they had on Prince of Wales Island with all those different towns, Thorne Bay and Klawock and Heidelberg and Craig, they bring in their elementary school kids, K-2, and they have a cross-country race. And then after them, the third grader through fifth graders have a race. And then the middle schoolers have a race. And they actually bring in teams from Ketchikan and from Metlakatla. So it's this big cross-country festival. And there's fry bread and hot dogs. And it's this big party of running. And then after that's all done, the high school kids get to run. It's just wonderful to see. And the parking lot's jammed. And, you know, it's just a really a great event.
That sounds fun. And Petersburg did quite well. Among the small schools, I mean, from what I have, the Petersburg boys took the top three spots in the small schools. There were a few Ketchikan runners at the top, but Uriah Lucas, Cole Spurl, and Michael Durkin were the top three for the small schools.
Yeah, they had great runs. This was Cole's best run of his senior year, and he's been training just like crazy. He's been doing morning runs and evening runs and cycling, and so he's peaking when he should. Uriah had a very intelligent race. He was racing it rather than trying to get a best time, and so he had a very good performance. He was mistimed his finish against the Ketchikan young man. And then Michael had another personal best at this race, and Michael is running so well right now. He's just, every week he gets faster and faster, and he's healthy, and he's so smooth. It's like he's just running on air sometimes.
Wow. And then for the Lady Vikings, several good finishes as well. It looks like there were three Petersburg runners finishing in the top five for small schools. And Maya and Kendra kind of bumped up a little bit, it looks like.
Yeah, Maya and Kendra had really good, solid runs. Melanie Chase, though, she had a great run, too. The times aren't as fast as they've been before. And for a flat course, we kind of thought it might be a little bit quicker. But I think it's all has to do with rest and we haven't started trying to peak yet. We haven't done any tapering, but our top three girls, as usual, had excellent runs. But Alexis came in fourth for us, and she had a personal best. And then Lydia came in the top 18. And I had told the girls that if we put five in the top 15, we had a good chance of winning. And, you know, it was pretty close. And we gave Ketchikan, who's a 4A school, a pretty good run for their money. We're getting better. We're getting faster. And the girls are putting in a lot of effort to try to solidify their place in Southeast.
Okay. And when you're talking about peaking in the season, we've talked before about the cross-country season being so short. In fact, you only have a couple more weeks, right? You have one more meet and then regions.
Right. Ketchikan comes up on Saturday, and then that decides who goes to the regional meet, and that's in Sitka the following week. And then week after that, it's state, and then we start training for next year.
So how, as a coach, how are you getting them to peak? What does that entail?
Like any endurance sport, you have cycles. You have these microcycles and mesocycles and macrocycles. And our microcycle is a typical what we do in a week, which is pretty almost repetitive. And then with that mesocycle, what you do is you'll have harder weeks and easier weeks, just a little bit more or less of what you're doing. This is going to be a harder week because what we'll do is then we'll taper. We'll go into an easier week just before region. So we'll go hard this week, but it's shortened because we travel Thursday, and then our final practice will be Friday before regions. And then next week we'll go hard, but it's like called a sharpening period where we're just trying to make sure that technique is good and no one gets hurt, and that they keep moving, because we don't want to have them just go to bed for a week, but we want to give their legs some rest.
Okay. All right. Well, a lot to do in 2 weeks.
Yes, the kids have a lot to do in 2 weeks.